Hey, Bez, it's Malik Johnson from Army Radio. The date today is February 24th, 2017. Let's get into the news for Robert Morris University. William J. Copeland, prominent Pittsburgh banking executive and philanthropist and former chair of the university's board of trustees, passed away February 16th at his Ohio home at the age of 98. Copeland was born on the 4th of July in 1918 and served his country in the U.S. Army Air Force for 5 years, later becoming a co-founder as well as director and vice president of the National Flag Foundation. At Robert Morris, he's helped to preside over three decades of important growth from 1970 to 2001, including a decade as chair. Memorial contributions may be made to the William J. Copeland Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation, and condolences may be expressed at crosserfuneralhome.com/obituary/William J. Copeland/Catawba Island, Ohio. Nominate students to participate in revolutionizing healthcare education via technology and international collaboration. We are looking for 10 exemplary students from each of the five Army student schools to form 10 interdisciplinary teams that will tackle the challenge of utilizing simulation technology and e-learning to reimagine nursing education in South Africa through an international collaboration. Student teams will be formed on March 14th at 4 p.m. in the RISE Auditorium and given 1 week to work on the innovative approach. Teams will reconvene on March 21st at 3:30 p.m. in Hopwood Hall to finalize and make their pitches to judges and a live audience. Please feel free to nominate students of all academic backgrounds and interests and send nominations to mcei@rmu.edu by March 3rd. At this year's Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Ann Jabber, University Professor of Communications, will be riding on a parade float. She got the invitation thanks to her research work for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. More information can be found out at rmu.edu/news. Students from Jamila Al-Jarud's Engineering Management Cases class have had their class research paper, SMEs, the Effects of Strategic Management, accepted for publication in TEMSCon 2017, a conference of the IEEE Technology and Engineering Management Society. The students are Anthony Dugan, Emily France, Kyle Hinchberger, Brandon Masset, and Othman Elstrup. And good luck to Ellen Wikowski, our Vice President for Information Technology and Human Resources. Ellen is one of the five finalists in the education category for the Pittsburgh Technology Council's CIO of the Year Award, which will be announced next month. This could be another opportunity for RMU to beat Duquesne. And you're invited in the Media Arts Visiting Artist and Scholar Program invites you to a public lecture with broadcast journalist Brian Vines, Tuesday, February 28th, 2 to 3 p.m., SCI Atrium in the Wheatley Center. Vines is Emmy-nominated and is Brook TV's chief correspondent and a freelance journalist. After completing the master's program in broadcast journalists at Boston University College of Communications, he fetched coffee for some of the most respected journalists and news figures in the world during his tenure at CNN. After a stint in political communications, Vines fell in love with his own reflection and reported for Here Networks, NYC TV, the internationally syndicated VGM show, and Broadband Network 3. Rib Guardian as U.S. View reporter, election 2016, among others. In addition to reporting, showrunning, story editing, and producing, Vines is also skilled host and moderator of live events on topics ranging from contemporary memoir to police brutality. Vines is a member of the National Association of Black Journalists. You're also invited to celebrate to the Celebration of Women's Luncheon, sponsored by the School of Education and Social Sciences, on Tuesday, March 14th, from 11:30 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. in Sewell's Dining Rooms A, B, and C. The featured speaker is Brenda Henwood, and she is the founder and owner of the FTBA, an electrical contracting company. With over 30 years of experience in education, sales, and entrepreneurship, she'll be able to focus on the theme of women in business industry. And moving on to RMU athletics, Friday, February 24th, softball versus Fairfield is taking place 10 a.m., Charlotte, North Carolina. They will play again at Charlotte at 2:30. Women's lacrosse versus St. Mary's will take place at 4 p.m. in Moon Township, and women's ice hockey at Lindenwood, 7 p.m. Moving on to Saturday, softball versus LaSalle at 10 a.m., again in Charlotte, and men's lacrosse will be playing versus Detroit, 11 a.m. at Moon Township, PA. Women's basketball versus Sacred Heart that will take place at noon, Moon Township, PA. Women's ice hockey will also take place at Lindenwood at 2 p.m. Men's basketball versus Sacred Heart at 3 p.m. Men's ice hockey at Niagara, 7.05 p.m. in Lewiston, New York. And softball versus Charlotte tournament. To be decided what time it will start, but it will take place in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good luck to all of our athletes. It's out and around, representing the Colonials. And that is all of our news for today. Tune in next week or don't. I'm not really sure. All right. Not too good.